for music, whether it's hot or cold. The greatest record player sold, and the finest sound you'll find around is the champion record player. Whether it's Presley, whether it's Boone, to hear them you must get one soon. For the finest sound you'll find around, get a champion record player.
For really first-class reproduction, whether it's skiffle, jive, or symphony, you can't better a champion record player. In every price range, champion is the finest for sound you'll find around.
But the fun of the record player didn't last long, because there was serious business just around the corner. A time to explain why we'd been born with two ears.
This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new values, and a new experience. Stereophonic sound.
Our necks ached as we followed the action from left to right, from right to left, and back again. But although we'd waited until the 1950s for the introduction of commercial stereo discs, experiments had been going on for over 30 years. In Britain, the pioneer was Alan Blumline, who started with Columbia Records, which later became EMI. Robbie Robinson is archivist for the Thorne EMI Central Research Laboratory, and he's been fascinated by the Blumline story.
He was a brilliant engineer. Had he lived, it's said that he'll probably be the Faraday of the century. I don't doubt it for one moment. By the end of 1929, he had got the first experimental system of a new revolutionary moving coil recording head. Now, this was capable of recording hitherto unknown frequencies on 78 RPM discs. But he also had time to think about and file a 26-page patent covering all aspects of stereo recording. And he wanted to get movement of sound coupled with movement of image in the cinema.
I'm now going to move over towards the sides. You could be through on full binaural as well. I'm working my way over to the sides, right round. Working steadily over to the side, right round to this side. Now getting completely over to this side. Now I'm coming back central again. Trot, you get this all right?
Yes, my darling, yeah.
I think I prefer a bit more forward, if you don't mind, thanks. Now I'm going on working my ray round. Working my ray right round the side. Getting round the side, other than the wire at which I originally was. That sentence is rather difficult. Joseph, would you please change 70 ohms to the difference channel? Reduce the difference channel by counting it at 70 ohms. Thank you.
Alan Blumline's early experimental recording made at the Hayes Laboratory in 1931. And a few more of these early recordings exist, including one made at the then recently opened Abbey Road Studios, where Thomas Beecham was recording Mozart's Jupiter Symphony.
Looking up the lab report, they said that some solidity was observed in the actual recording. It is not brilliant stereo. But it comes across. Perhaps the most impressive recording is that of Ray Noble and his orchestra. I think that's a very impressive stereo effect. And when the cymbal is hit, the cymbal is over there. You can tell it's there.